The previous episode was all about philosophy, so today I decided to change course and go to Rose Hill, a beautiful little town in Canada. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger and a passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. Earlier in this podcast I talked about Elsie Silva and told you that I really like her writing style, which I find very comforting, almost as comforting as receiving a loving hug from a loved one when we need it most. This is why I have chosen her latest works as today's protagonists. Let's take this episode as an oasis of calm in the midst of the daily hustle and bustle. The book that opens the trilogy is White Love. Ford Grant, Forbes' sexiest billionaire, is determined to escape the pressures of the media and decides to move to the quaint town of Rose Hill, where he sets up a recording studio, but his plans for peace are shattered when a cranky 12-year-old girl shows up on his doorstep and reveals the news that she's his daughter. Without warning, Ford finds himself playing a role he has never played before, that of a father. To make matters worse, his best friend's sister, Rosie Belmont, returns to Rose Hill. Beautiful and chaotic, Rosie is like an unstoppable hurricane. She convinces Ford to give her a job, bringing even more chaos to the billionaire's already tumultuous life. He knows he must keep his distance from her, but soon, in between bickering, an uncontrollable desire is born between them. Will Rosie and Ford be able to resist the attraction, or will they finally give in? The second book is Wild Eyes. Their first encounter, on the side of a road, as she, Skylar, tried to record herself with a mother grizzly bear and her cubs in the background. Weston Belmont should have known from the first time they met that nothing good would come of the sudden arrival of country singing star Skylar Stone, but even though he tries to stay as far away from her as possible, a magnetic force seems to be drawing them together. Skylar needs to rediscover her love of music and herself as a person, so she takes refuge in Rose Hill. It was never in her plans to fall in love with a sexy, filtrous, horse-training single dad, but when she has to return to her career, Skylar doesn't want to leave Weston and his children behind. As I said before, for me, these are perfect books to read when you plan to have a cozy, pleasant and relaxing weekend. Both novels are easy to read, and one thing I really like about the author's writing style is that the character's behavior within the plot is polite and correct, but without losing their essence. I love that the author made the female protagonists fall in love with men who treat them very well. Ford and Weston show Rosie and Skylar how all women should be treated. Ford respects Rosie's time, never forces her to do anything she's not ready for, and always cares for her, even when she doesn't realize it. While Weston is quick to understand that Skylar is struggling with deep anxiety that makes her edgy all the time. By recognizing that Skylar is going through some very difficult times, he is able to help her in the way she needs. He doesn't push her to face her problems if she's not ready to, and gives her the tools to be independent and confident. In this way, Weston shows her that she can do what she wants without being dependent on others. In their simplicity, these books convey a very important message about something that will always be a fundamental part of human relationships. Respect. Oh, I almost forgot. On March the 4th, 2025, Whiteside, the third book of this saga, will be released. So if you have already read the first two books and don't want to miss this third one, I suggest you pre-order your copy. And if you haven't read any of these books, I sincerely advise you to read them as well. You won't regret it. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail, and if you are interested in learning a little more about them, you will find the link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next time.